Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. This is Dori DiCarlo, and we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs dabble in business between bake sales and getting nails done. And today is Wednesday, and we are sharing Productive Play today with Deb Dutton and Alyssa Sunger. For those of you who tune in regularly, our Wednesday rotating platform shares a bunch of different shows, and this month it has rolled around to Debbie and Alyssa, who are the mother and daughter tag team behind ifnotyouwho.org. ifnotyouwho.org is a website, a free website, that offers more than 300 activities for your children to make sure that they are ready for kindergarten. Believe it or not, more than 4 million children go to school, start kindergarten every year, who are not ready. They do not have the skill sets that they need to perform well in kindergarten, which has lifelong ramifications. And ifnotyouwho.org provides great activities that you can do. They take, 10, 15 minutes. Most of them include household items, and they're for parents and grandparents and siblings and caregivers and babysitters to be able to make sure that when your child goes to kindergarten, they are ready for that. And today, Debbie and Alyssa are sharing productive play and activities with your preschoolers. So I'm just going to get right to it and welcome Debbie and Alyssa to Word of Mom Radio as they share productive play.
Thanks, Dori. Well, welcome to the Productive Play Show here on Word of Mom Radio. My name is Debbie Dutton, and I'm one of the co-creators of a website that we decided would focus on sharing with adults the knowledge necessary to prepare a child for kindergarten. And we added life, too, kindergarten and life. In this day and age, that is not always an easy task. And Alyssa Sungar, another co-creator of the website and a young mom, is here also. Welcome, Alyssa.
Thanks for having me. And welcome to our listeners. We created the website, ifnotyouwho.org, because research shows that 45% of children are not prepared to enter kindergarten. Our goal with this radio show and the website is to support and educate parents and any other adult in a preschooler's life. We share the social and cognitive skills needed to begin kindergarten successfully.
Yes, so often when we think of getting our kids ready for kindergarten, we find that we focus on learning our letters and our numbers. And while those are important, there are many other skills that are needed so a child can have a successful start to school.
Yes, and today we'll focus on one of those other skills. We're going to focus on showing the benefits of regular physical activity and the impact it has on their learning. The idea we're going to talk about today comes from the website of Phase 1, Month 1, Activity 20. And again, we'll have all of this on the recap on the Word of Mom Radio website so that you can find the direct link where you can find this activity on the ifnotyouwho.org site. And the everyday objects that we use to encourage physical activities in this activity are balloons.
I'm glad that we're going to put it on because actually when I heard you, it's a month two, activity 20. And I think I heard you say month one. So again, we're going to look at month two, activity 20. But you're going to find this on a recap. And it really doesn't matter if you just listen to us right here on Productive Play Show what we're going to do because we're talking about kids and balloons. You know how kids love to move. They are born with the desire to move. They like to climb, they like to throw, they like to lift. Just watch an infant or a toddler. Now, Alyssa has Declan, who is 5 months, and he is constantly moving.
Oh, he sure is.
And you're not asking him to lift his legs or to clutch or rattle. It just happens. And there they are developing the physical skills needed for his next things that he needs to do are crawling and walking. So balloons are a fun way to get preschoolers moving. And they're so readily available, and I love it because they're cheap. As long as you're careful when they are popped to pick up the pieces, because we don't want those pieces to go in anybody's mouth, they are pretty safe. You know, getting hit in the head with a balloon is part of playing, not a reason for a concussion.
Right. You know, it's interesting. The U.S. Department of Agriculture stated that the prevalence of obesity for children ages 2 through 5 in the early 70s was 5%. And right now, 30 years later, it states that 8.4% of 2 through 5-year-olds are obese.
Whoa. I don't like that statistic, and that means it's getting close to doubling. You know, are there suggestions now for stopping this obesity rise?
You know, there are. The National Association for Sports and Physical Education, they recommend that preschoolers accumulate at least 1 hour structured or adult-led physical activities a day and another hour of unstructured free play of physical activity.
Whoa, 2 hours. You know, I understand.
It sounds like a lot.
It does. You know, you think of your day, but, you know, if you get that free play for kids, that hour I can easily see happening. But that 60 minutes of structured, I guess I don't exactly know. Should parents be putting a preschooler into organized sports?
You know, that's a family decision, and you don't really need to necessarily do that. The structured physical activities means that they're working on basic skills that can apply later to sports when they're better able to grasp the rules and how to play. So, for example, eye tracking and hand-eye coordination, they're necessary physical skills for reading. They help a child learn how to use their best learning tools, their hands.
Okay, so using balls and balloons and bats and learning to bounce and so on. Well, those are all wonderful, fun ways to strengthen those eye and hand skills.
Yeah.
And so organized sports like gymnastics or soccer, well, that focus on learning the skills of balance and things through fun games and providing the aerobic activity, that's great.
Yeah. And when coaches or parents are just about enforcing all the rules of the game and focused on winning, that type of organized sport can lead to problems with learning how to compete, a child's self-esteem, and other related issues.
Okay, so that recommendation of the 60 minutes of adult-led activities, that really just means having the right environment available to a child.
Yes.
Okay, so sharing a ball to kick or hit or helping with a somersault or getting some boxes to build with. You know, we actually love Kleenex or tissue boxes are great. You know, anything to encourage a child to be active. So in that, our month 2 activity 20, we use balloons for this adult-led activities. And do you know what motivates this age group of preschoolers the best?
I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to say fun will be the motivator, mostly for kids.
Yes, exactly. I can tell you're a teacher.
Yes.
And here we're going to use balloons and make those be fun to work on some physical skills.
All right, so for this activity, all we need are 4 balloons. And it specifically says 2 balloons, 2 blue balloons and 2 yellow balloons.
Yes, you know, in this activity on the website, we're also learning about the color blue and the color yellow, so that's why we use blue and yellow balloons. But if you're just doing it for the physical benefits, well, you can use any color of balloon. And, of course, if you have a beach ball, that works well, too.
Oh, that's a great idea, too. So to start the activity, we're going to inflate the balloon, and we're going to see how long we can keep one balloon in the air. Watch how your child tries to keep the balloon in the air and not let the balloon touch the ground. Are they using their hands? Is it look for a type of paddle or a fly swatter to use? Count aloud how long the balloon is in the air, and try to keep it in the air as longer with each attempt.
You know, I just did this activity with our 3-year-old grandson, and we had so much fun. You know, and actually we even made it a little harder by using 2 balloons, and we tried to keep both balloons in the air.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. And again, you can count, and you can see how long the balloons are in the air before touching the ground. But, you know, we tried to make it a team sport because both of us were trying to keep the balloon up. So we just added me as another player to keep the balloon off the ground, and we kept 4 balloons in the air, and that kept us really active. And if you use other colors of balloons, find a color and bat that balloon back and forth with another person, like in volleyball. Again, count aloud how many times it goes back and forth. Yell out a different color and let the child find and bat that color of balloon around, trying to increase the number of times with each new color. You know, there's so many different ways to use balloons and keep a child active. So while we find out what happened to Alyssa, I'm even thinking we had water balloons out the other day. And, wow, that even added a whole new list of new activities.
And I'm back.
Oh, good.
We love technology. Sorry about that.
Well, we were just talking about all the different ways to use balloons, and we talked about, you know, even water balloons are different. And the reason that we want active kids is that they're going to have stronger muscles and bones. They can have a leaner body because exercise helps to control body fat, and they're less likely to become overweight, and it decreases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. You know, and exercise is fun, and we need to share that with our young children.
We absolutely do. You know, it's really important for the long-term health of our kids and our family. There's actually four elements of fitness that you want to consider for your child. The first is the aerobic activity or endurance. This is going to help get your heart pumping and your lungs working harder while releasing some chemicals in your body that make you feel good, and these are called the endorphins.
Yeah, you know, and I was just thinking of some great aerobic activities for kids. Simple ones, playing tag, jumping rope. You know, if you just do some fast walking, hiking, jogging, running. Oh, a favorite of mine is dancing to music, swimming, biking, kicking a soccer ball, dribbling a basketball, playing tennis. You know, even picking up your toys fast can be an aerobic activity.
Oh, making picking up toys a timed event is such a great way to get an exercise and to get the house cleaner faster. One of our favorites. Now, another element of fitness is muscle strength, which gives a child power. It is suggested that 3 times a week, a preschooler should be doing some of these activities that strengthen the muscles. Examples of that are climbing on a jungle gym or monkey bars, rock or tree climbing, tug of war, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, cartwheels, or other gymnastics.
Oh, wait a minute. When I hear push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, fun doesn't come to my mind. But adding some new ideas when exercising is easy once you think about it for kids.
Yeah, you know, when doing sit-ups with hands behind the head, place a ball on the child's thigh. So when they sit up, see how far they can knock the ball with their elbow. Focusing on knocking the ball, they forget they're doing a sit-up. You don't even have to use the word sit-up.
Right. You know, and we like to pretend you're a lion getting a drink of water from the lake when you're doing a push-up. You know, how thirsty is this lion and how many times does he need to bend down to get a drink? You know, exactly how the exercise is done is not the goal, but getting a child to bend and move is. So, like, do lunges while pretending to be a tiger in the jungle, or do a squat and jump like a frog and so on. And the big thing is join in with the child. Role model these physical activities will go a long way in making it fun.
Absolutely. The third element of fitness is the bone strengthening, which helps the bones to grow and keep them strong. Again, about 3 times a week, try hopping, skipping, running, tennis, jump roping, hiking, lots of activities touch on multiple elements of fitness.
You know, and that final element of fitness is flexibility. And boy, as I'm getting older, I understand that. And stretching helps make our muscles more flexible. You know, this helps a child to reach and to bend and turn, which helps us avoid getting hurt. You know, toe touches, picking up rocks on a hike, doing side stretches, any of the martial arts, yoga, dance, gymnastics, you know, are always great ways to put stretching into a child's routine.
The Center of Disease Control and Prevention did a study of nearly 9,000 preschoolers. they found that half of the children weren't taken outside to play even once a day. As parents, we really need to encourage active play. So let the child choose whether it's kicking a ball, running around the park, or backyard. Perhaps just sprinting to a stop sign can make it fun, or do a squat while walking around the block.
You know, I had my 3-year-old grandson, and we took a walk around the block, and I wanted to see how many squats we could do. We found so many ants, and we did over 100 squats, and he didn't have a clue. You know, but for those of you that live in a big city, you know, that you've got concerns about safety or even finding outdoor space, you need to be a little bit more creative with your activities. You know, put activity into your daily routine. The simplest, take the stairs and not the elevator. But then jumping jacks are simple, but they help with your coordination. They can be done anywhere. Same with jump roping. Or find a song that makes a child move, like the Hokey Pokey, and play or sing together while doing the action. Or do freeze dancing. Turn the radio on. You can use any type of music. When the music is on, you dance your heart out. When it stops, you freeze in the moment. Oh, this can keep a kid going for a long time. And hopscotch. You know, that can be brought indoors with using duct tape or masking tape to make the squares.
You know, another one that's mentioned is follow the leader. You know, you can always have the adult or the child lead, and it can just be an active follow the leader. You can just bend down, do your jumping jacks, and turn all of that into a game.
I like that one. That's a good one.
You know, an old-fashioned wrestling on a bed or a mat can get a child active. And don't forget pillow fights and wheelbarrow races where you hold the feet and the child walks on their hands, all really fun and easy ways to get a child active.
Yeah, you know, and we've chatted about why physical activity is good for our child's body, you know, but it also helps us mentally. It enhances your self-esteem, reduces symptoms of depression, increases concentration, controls mood swings, boosting energy levels, and feeling happy. You know, those are all benefits of regular activity.
Absolutely. As we talk about putting the fun into physical activity, don't forget to encourage some pretend play, too. Stimulate the imagination while strengthening muscles, heart, bones, and so on. The child and the animals have them become hopping frogs and hop all around until you say, bedtime for frogs, and child needs to stop and lie down on the floor like they're sleeping until you say, hopping frogs again.
I like that one.
And repeat with other animals, crawling bears, you know, bedtime for bears. And the child will stop again and lie down until they hear crawling bears.
You know, so much fun is added if you as a parent or an adult join in the hopping and the crawling and the sleeping. And, you know, you could try, let's see, galloping horses or soaring eagles or, you know, other ideas that you and your child can make up together.
Yeah, you know, you and your child can come up with your own game of physical activity. Take a note card and write one activity and place into a cup or basket. Think of activities like do karate chops in the air or dog in place and count to 20, or slither on the ground like a snake, or do a downward dog yoga pose for 1 minute.
You know, I get the idea. Very creative and together thinking of the ideas, because kids like to be part of it and share how you write the words down on the card and then actually do the activity. You know, it's important for a child to get activity breaks throughout the day. And you know, this is an idea that once made, I mean, you can keep this ready to play at a moment's notice. Just draw a card and do what the card states. And either one card or pick out lots of wiggles, you know, pull out multiple cards for a longer activity session.
Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking here, brainstorming. That, you know, that's a great thing to keep in the classroom. You know, get the wiggles out of the kids in between, subjects and lessons. Just pull out a card and have the whole class participate together. One of the best ways to get kids more active is really to limit the amount of time they spend in sedentary activities like TV watching, video games, computer time. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that kids under 2 should really watch no TV at all, and that kids older than 2 should be restricted to just 1 or 2 hours daily of any screen time.
You know, sometimes parents forget that they actually are in control of technology, and how they handle the use of it when a child is young is going to make an impact on the child's later life, because life is constantly changing for our children. You know, in 1969, 42% of our American children walked or biked to school.
Wow.
But in 2005, fewer than 15% got to school via walking or biking. So there needs to be an awareness of sedentary and active activities for our children.
Yes, absolutely. But however parents handle the use of TV and computers, daily physical activity is part of raising a healthy child.
Yep. And, you know, each month on Seductive Play, you know, we try to share books that go along with the activity. But this month, you know, we've got two games and a song to share that encourage a family or group of friends to become active.
Our first game is called Cranium Hullabaloo. The game is geared for two to six players, ages three and up. And it's silly and fun. It's a great game for families to play together. You move in a number of ways from mat to mat, and you can have multiple winners for one game.
Ooh, I like that. And our second game, won a Parents' Choice Award, and is called Yoga Garden Game. And it teaches preschoolers to have fun with one another while learning yoga postures.
That sounds fun. And our third idea for getting movement into your routine is to use the silly song by Raffi. Oh, I love Raffi growing up. Kick My Sillies Out, it's called. Kids are encouraged to do a wide variety of actions, and it is just plain fun. On our website, you can find other active songs like Jump Up, It's a Good Day, or The Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, there's so many songs out there. You can just go on Amazon.com and type in, you know, active songs for preschoolers, and you can find a couple of really good ones. And time is up already for this edition of our Productive Play. And we really hope that our listeners, that you can use lots of our ideas with the preschoolers in your life. You know, get out those balloons and just bat them around and get active. Put some motion into your life. And thanks, Alyssa, so much for co-hosting with me this month.
It was so fun. Thanks for having me again. We hope you guys can join us next month, where we'll be sharing another fun idea from the website, ifnotyouwho.org. Thanks for spending time with us, but more importantly, the child in your life thanks you.
Back to you, Dori.
And, every time I listen to Debbie and Alyssa share great activities and everything else, I, you know, morph back to when my kids were little. And we were just such an outdoor family. You know, we were always playing. We were always outside. I used to get my kids up, you know, they were up early. And 8 o'clock in the morning, I'd be at the park and have snacks and everything packed, and we would spend, you know, from 8 to noon at the park just playing all day long, and then my kids would sleep from 1 till 4, and then we'd go outside and play again, and they were asleep at 8 o'clock. You know, kids to me are like puppies. The more fresh air you give them and the more you run them around, the better they sleep at night. So I love hearing all of this, and I just so enjoy every month being here with Debbie and Alyssa. I want to thank our show sponsor today, Dana DiOrsi at Best Life Solutions. For your mom, you moms out there that are businesswomen, I would really love for you to listen to what Dana has to share, because
Hi.
She's got some great information.
I'm Dana DiOrsi from buildyoursixfigurebusiness.com, where our mission is to help thousands of women entrepreneurs learn how to create six-figure businesses doing what they love while working 30 hours a week or less. Through private coaching, group training, and self-study programs, I teach my clients how to leverage powerful marketing strategies, efficient business systems, and proven success principles to attract more clients and make more money, all while enjoying an abundance of time, peace, freedom, and fun. To get immediate free access to my top 9 business building secrets, as well as free weekly marketing and productivity tips, please visit buildyoursixfigurebusiness.com today.
I really encourage you to reach out to Dana. She has such great information. She really, truly does. And I highly suggest that you connect with Dana DiOrsi. And our other sponsor, Safety First Bags. You know, you travelers out there, you need to travel and you need your laptop when you go places, but do you really want to have to stop and remove them at every airport checkpoint? I know I don't. And with Safe Bags, checkpoint-friendly laptop bags and backpacks, you don't need to. They meet all federal TSA guidelines as checkpoint-friendly, which means that you travel safely and airport
Security is a breeze because you just open your bag, lie it flat, and it goes through. You don't need to remove your laptop at every checkpoint. So you can visit wordofmomradio.com/offer/ for a discount and free shipping for Word of Mom Radio listeners. So, and I encourage you to go to wordofmomradio.com and meet all of our mompreneur sponsors in our mompreneur marketplace. And we'll be back. I'm not doing a show tomorrow because my daughter is moving across country. And I am taking advantage of being a mompreneur and sharing that day with her. So we will be back next week on Tuesday with Janice Clark and Social Media Help, Not Hype. And on Thursday, we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Westchester Broadway Theater, and we are sharing the women behind the WBT. And it is a phenomenal theater. It's the longest-running equity theater outside of New York City in New York. And it's just a fabulous place to be able to go enjoy a 5-star dinner and a fabulous Broadway show for less than it would cost you for a Broadway ticket. So I'm really excited about sharing all of the fabulous women behind the WBT. So we will be here next week for all of you tuning in. Thank you so much for sharing time with us here on Word of Mom Radio. We so appreciate you tuning in and sharing us. So enjoy and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.